on the show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola Spook Food Festival.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And now we're moving into a whole different mood here because it's time for Foo Foo Festival. We've been talking about it for months. It starts this week. Yay! This Thursday is the official start date. And we have three representatives from three of the, I don't even know how many different venues and events that are happening, but this morning we have with us Charlotte Waters. She's the Director of Communications with Legal Services of North Florida, presenting the Jazz for Justice for Foo Foo. Brett Barrow is the Executive Director of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, and I'm just so proud of myself. I just played a little Vivaldi's Four Seasons,
yes,
Fall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did that sound familiar?
It did. It sounds great.
Okay. And then we have Joe Vincent here, who's the Vice President of the Japan American Society of Northwest Florida, getting ready to present Zashikon. Okay, so this is your time. We have a whole 30 minutes to talk about all of these events for Foo Foo Festival. So who wants to go first and tell us about what y'all are doing, when it's happening? And I'm so excited, I can hardly stand it. So let's go.
I can get started, sure.
Great.
So Hizashikan is...
This is Joe, by the way.
Yes, this is Joe. So, well, let me just start by talking about Foo Foo Fest.
Yes, go ahead. Give us an introduction to that in case someone doesn't know.
In case someone doesn't know, this is the 12th year that Foo Foo Fest has been presented in Pensacola. What it is, it's kind of an umbrella of events that are partially or largely grant-funded through bed tax dollars. And the idea is that organizations can put on lots of different events that make this area even more attractive during our shoulder season,
mm-hmm.
to get visitors to come and stay and put heads in beds. And they've been doing it now for 12 years. It's 12 days. It typically ties into around the Blue Angels and the Arts Festival.
Right.
And so we are three of the organizations that are participating this year. A lot of us have done this several years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a great success. Every year they do an economic impact study, and it shows millions of dollars in revenue that otherwise wouldn't be coming here.
Absolutely.
From all these wonderful events that get put on.
Well, what's neat about it is that you get the grants from money from the TDC so that then you can go forward with projects that maybe you might not be able to normally afford in a regular season, particularly
right.
for some of our arts organizations, and do something special like the Japan American Society. I think that's the coolest thing.
Absolutely.
And so that's one of the things that's great about it is because when you think of a festival, I always think, okay, well, what day is it? And it's a one day somewhere in like Seville Square, right?
Right.
No. This is, like you said, 12 days of events all over Pensacola. So
yes.
That's what's really fun about it.
And there's basically something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are clustered on the weekends because that's when people have a lot of free time. But then there are other things that you can just enjoy passively. You can go downtown and you can see the Afterburn display that's going to be up over the street.
That's coming up Thursday night, correct? And I think there's a pre-party Wednesday, I heard, that's open
to
the public.
This afternoon, yeah, at 5
o'clock. Oh, today's Wednesday. What am I thinking? I'm in my mind, November is from now. No, it's today. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So if anyone wants to look at the full list of events, they can go to foofoofest.com.
Mm-hmm.
And see everything. There's all the links to the individual participating organizers to see their individual events. But the great overview is at foofoofest.com.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So so now that we've got Joe talking, tell us a little bit about, let me say it again, Hizashikan.
Hizashikan. Yes. So Hizashikan, this is our second year doing it. It
uh-huh.
is an anime convention.
Anime.
Japanese anime is a very popular entry point for Americans to get into Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
Young people love anime, even older generations now. If you grew up with Speed Racer or Cowboy Bebop or any of the number, you know, of anime shows throughout the years. People love anime and they're willing to travel for it. They're very passionate about it.
Huh. So what is it? In case someone's going, what's anime? Is it an animal or you know, what is it?
Anime is short for animation.
Okay, there you
go.
So
it's cartoons.
But
you know, some of them are intended for kids and some of them are for more mature audiences. This is a family-friendly event. So if you have any conceptions about anime being for adults, this event is for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having it Friday at the Rex Theater. There's going to be a concert with people performing anime covers and J-pop music.
We're
bringing in musicians from all around, including one artist from Japan. That's at the Rex Theater on Friday night, Halloween, so people can come dressed up in their favorite cosplay to celebrate.
You know what the most favorite costume is this year?
What's that?
K-pop.
I believe it.
That's the number one.
And then Saturday is the full convention day, where from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Wright Place on Wright Street, we are having a convention. There's going to be vendors and artists. There's going to be different voice actors who voice a lot of different popular characters from popular shows. There's going to be a J-Fashion show and Idol Fest. There's a maid cafe. People are going to be doing cosplay and competing in a cosplay contest, all sorts of things.
And where's it going to be again?
At the Wright Place at First United Methodist Church downtown.
All right. So let's get to a couple of our other events now. Charlotte, tell us a little bit about this Justice event that's being sponsored by the Legal Services of North Florida, Jazz for Justice.
Jazz for Justice. Yeah, we're really excited to bring this back again. We've been working with Foo Foo Fest for a number of years, and we're honored to be a recipient of the grant again this year. We're excited because this event is really meant to be family friendly and open to the public. There's a lot of amazing events. Some are ticketed, some are open, some you get to see, like we heard. And so we're really glad that with Foo Foo's help, we're able to bring in these wonderful New Orleans jazz bands that just really revive a lot of the interest in jazz. And of course, we know in Pensacola, jazz is just a beloved scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're most excited about is our headliner, who is Preservation Hall Brass Band, who is really like a known quantity in the jazz world. So we're excited for them to headline. Our event is on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5 in Museum Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And we start out with whiskey and water. For those who are local, they know who they are. They're a great fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Bon Bon Vivant, which is another New Orleans.
So whiskey and water is a name of a band. It's not
whiskey,
a drink.
No.
There
will be drinks for VIP if you're interested in elevating your experience.
Okay.
Whiskey. I think they do like their whiskey, though. So
get to know them
if you'd like to. But Whiskey and Water is our local favorite band. And then Bon Bon Vivant is also another New Orleans favorite who are coming in. And then, of course, Preservation Hall is also going to be there.
Excellent.
And it's, again, it's 1 to 5, so it's really great family-friendly time.
Mm-hmm.
So with the time difference change happening,
that's right,
you can still get home and sleep at a good time with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be food trucks. We have several gallery night vendors who are going to be there.
Great.
Pensacola Mess Hall sets up. So it's very fun. You don't have to just sit if you want to go and engage with other things happening as well.
And where's it going to be located again?
It's going to be at Museum Plaza.
Okay, where is that in downtown?
So everyone knows where Seville Quarter is, mm-hmm. of course, and then the Voices Building. So right behind that area, that beautiful new plaza, green space, there's
a stage.
Oh,
that's right, yes.
And we've had several over the years, a few Foo Foo exhibits installments have been there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to be able to utilize that space. It's a beautiful space.
Excellent. Talking about Foo Foo Festival this morning with our guests on Pep Talk. And we played a little Vivaldi for a reason, the Four Seasons. So please, we have with us Brett Barrow, who is the executive director of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Tell us all about what's happening with y'all.
Well, thanks, Meg. So we have an event on Sunday afternoon as well at 4 o'clock. And as Joe was saying, this festival, Foo Foo Festival, helps make possible some things that are normally just outside of what our realm of possibility would be. This is our Pensacola Symphony's 100th anniversary season.
I know. Congratulations. I'm so excited about that.
I may not look or sound 100 years
100.
Old, but some days I feel it. However, the orchestra was looking for ways to celebrate. One of the ideas that we had was to look at a venue that used to belong to the symphony. It used to be the Symphony Hall for Pensacola in the 1950s, the late 1950s. And it's now an event space called the Sanctuary.
That used to be the hall for the symphony?
It used to be owned by Pensacola Symphony.
Interesting.
From the late 50s to early 60s.
And it was on 9th Avenue?
Yeah, just... Yeah. You talk about local landmarks, just south of the Krispy Kreme.
Yes, of course. And, I know exactly where you're
north of the Hot Spot Barbecue.
It used to be a church for a while, and it's had a couple of different identities.
I think the symphony bought it from the Catholic diocese at one point, and then sold it back to another church congregation. Mm-hmm. So it's been a couple different things over the years, but now it's an event space. And so we thought it'd be great to go back into that space and share some music. And so that's what we're doing on Sunday. We have a concert, like you mentioned, of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which is a very accessible and very well-beloved piece from the Baroque era by Antonio Vivaldi, four concertos for violin, concerti, for violins, soloists. And we're actually highlighting four members of the orchestra as our soloists. So we have our concertmaster, Leonid Yanofsky, as well as Grace Kim, that are both local musicians in the orchestra. There'll be two of our soloists, and then we have a couple from Tallahassee as well that play with the orchestra regularly, Petra Bubanja and Edward Charity.
Wow.
That'll be our soloists. So we're super excited to highlight those musicians of the orchestra, bring that string ensemble into the space, and really bring orchestral music back to Symphony Hall as it was in the late 50s there.
So. That is so cool. And what a great way to celebrate the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, it feels, I mean, I obviously wasn't there for it, but we do have several folks on our board and within our organization that were there for it. And there's a dear lady on our board. I won't give her a name, but she used to hand out programs when she was a young girl at the front door of Symphony Hall when people were coming in for concerts. So it's just a great touch point moment for us to go back into the space. So,
well, if you've never been to the symphony, sometimes people think of that, oh, well, it's not something I'm interested in. I'm into, you know, rock and roll or something like that. Any type of music from jazz to the symphony. I love the symphony. I've grown to love it even more as I've gotten a little older. But I will say this is one of my favorite pieces of music because once you hear it, you'll go, oh, I've heard that before. It's the soundtrack of this movie. I've heard it for the soundtrack of that movie. I've seen it. It's used a lot.
Right. There are a few pieces like that show up in popular culture. And this is definitely one of those that you will have heard pieces of it in different places for many years. So, yeah.
But it's just great because most of the artists and musicians are local.
Well, yeah. Some of the orchestra, actually, we're a regional orchestra. So we bring in artists from all over the place. About 2/3 of the orchestra come from outside of Pensacola.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
A lot of our folks come from other places. This orchestra for this piece is not a huge one. The space is a bit smaller than, say, the Sanger Theater where we normally perform. So the ensemble itself is about 15 musicians with the four soloists.
Oh, great.
So it's a little smaller ensemble, but it's going to be, you know, like you said, a piece that I think most people have heard over and over.
Okay. So is this a free event or is it ticketed?
Well, this event itself is ticketed.
Okay.
The good news is for us, I guess, that it's sold out.
Oh, wow.
We have a wait list going.
Okay.
The great news for the community is we have other events within the Foo Foo Fest window that are also available. We have an event on November 8th, which is a Masterworks concert in the Sanger Theater. And that's also available for, you know.
I have tickets to that.
Yeah, we have a 1:30 dress rehearsal that afternoon that's open to the public for a nominal, you know, like $10 ticket. And then we have the evening concert at 7:30. As well as on Sunday, the 9th of November, we play at the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival at 1:30. And that's a free concert.
Oh,
and
neat.
So hopefully you can join us if you don't already have tickets for Vivaldi, you can join us for one of the other events as well during this festival window.
Excellent. So you've got to pay attention this week. If you're sitting around your house, you have no excuse because the weather's going to be gorgeous. I think this was our rain. We just had it. That's it. We're done. So for the rest of the week, it's supposed to be beautiful, a little chilly, a little sweater weather. So you can get out and go to all of these different events. We're talking about the Foo Foo Festival here in Pensacola, 12 days of events at different venues, different arts organizations, and coincides, like you said, we've got the air show. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that that's still going to happen. And then the second week in November is traditionally the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, which is 3 days in downtown. So a lot of these events also kind of support that event as well. Like you said, y'all will be out there. So tell me a little bit more about the Japan-American Society. What is that all about?
So our organization is intended to foster friendship between the U.S. and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main ways that we do that is that we share Japanese culture. And the big event that most people probably know us is for the Japanese New Year celebration that we
do
every year.
I've been to that. I was just saying, that was a lot of fun.
That's a great time. And we also do that at the Right Place downtown. Mm-hmm. And we usually bring the taiko drummers for that. But we do several other events throughout the year, and we've been fortunate enough to be a FUFU grant recipient several times. Last year was the first time we did Hisashikan, the anime convention that we're doing again this year.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really big hit, not just in the overall turnout, but we drew in people from 11 different states.
No kidding.
In the survey that was sent out to all FUFU Fest attendees, more than any other event, people said they were excited about coming to see Hisashikan. So we were just really excited to see that enthusiasm
mm-hmm.
from the attendees. And we're excited to be able to bring it back even bigger this year. So,
yes.
Yeah, we have 5 different voice actors from all sorts of different shows and video games.
That's always fun. And, see what they look like, not just what they sound like.
Right. So it's going to be a great time.
Oh, that sounds great. And then we also have with us, we have this morning, oh my gosh, I forget.
Charlotte. I think like the spider.
Yeah, Charlotte is here. And if you just join us, she's also going to be talking about the Jazz for Justice, which is being sponsored by Legal Services of North Florida. So we're just highlighting, these are not the only events. These are some of the best events, I'll tell you right now, that are happening. But talk about that again in case someone just joined us.
Sure. And, you know, just to tell you a little bit even about Legal Services. So Legal Services of North Florida is a private nonprofit law firm. That benefits those who can't afford civil legal help. And so we serve actually 16 counties across North Florida, from Pensacola all the way to just past Tallahassee. So this event allows us to advocate for the work we're doing and help people who can't afford those necessary services, but also bring in one of Pensacola's most beloved areas, of course, outside of Vivaldi and other such music. But we all know that jazz and the New Orleans vibe that permeates Pensacola is really strong. And so we decided to bring that to Pensacola during Foo Foo Fest. And it was actually an event we did for 20 years in Tallahassee. And then we decided a little over a decade ago to bring it over to Pensacola. And then when Foo Foo started and we were able to connect with them, they made sure we could make this event free and open to the public. Even if we're bringing in a big all-star headliner, we can make sure anyone can come see it.
And that's so great, because a lot of times you don't have the opportunity. If you can't afford the tickets and you're on a budget, then it's so great that you get a chance to see these folks who are professionals.
Absolutely.
Who are very talented and bring something special to the table.
Absolutely. And, you know, our headliner is going to be Preservation Hall Brass Band. And if you go to foofoofest.com, of course, you'll see all of the events happening.
I'm looking at the calendar right now. I was thinking, I'm going to highlight tomorrow night. I'm seeing about 20 different things, at least,
yes.
Tomorrow night.
That's
the kickoff night.
Tomorrow is the kickoff night. It's open to the public if you'd like to join. It's just a little preview of what's happening throughout the 12 days. And then Thursday is when the event truly starts. And there is more than one thing happening every day. So it's maybe 12 days
mm-hmm.
of foo-foo.
Right.
And as they like to say, what is it? Foo around and find out.
Yeah, that's the theme this year. Foo around and find out. I love that. This is really great.
So lots to do. If you're not someone who enjoys live music, it doesn't mean that there's not something else that you can enjoy throughout the next 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I know for sure that Pensacola Little Theater is doing a special presentation, Somebody to Love, which is going to be neat because this is the thing. You get the extra funding so you can do extra things. And so they're going to take the Cultural Center, and it's a version. In a loose version, I might say, but an interesting version of Midsummer Night's Dream. But it's interactive with the audience, and they'll be running around with you, the audience, throughout the whole Cultural Center.
Love that.
So that's so one of the things that you can check out that'll be happening. And we've got something from the arts, but also we have some different cultural type things, experiential things. There's so many different things that are happening. But today we're highlighting three events we have today with our friends from the Symphony and from Legal Justice for the Jazz for Justice, and then Hizashi-kan. I'm going to pronounce, I'll get it right by the end of the half hour. Hizashi-kan. So what is so important to you personally? What gets you excited about Fufu Fest? Anyone can chime in here.
I'll go ahead.
Go, Charlotte.
I'll go ahead and start. So I'm actually from the Tallahassee area.
Oh, okay.
And I came in, and I come in often to Pensacola because we serve the, you know, the Northwest Panhandle. And something I didn't realize was, well, first off, Pensacola loves a festival. They have a lot of them.
That is true.
And I really love...
Especially in the fall.
Oh, my gosh. And I love the love of culture and the love of community that I see and how much people like to celebrate different things while also celebrating what they consider to be roots of the culture here in the area. So one thing I've been really impressed with is just that engagement, that desire, seeing this entire... having ACE who decides that we're gonna fund the arts, we're gonna make it interesting, we're gonna bring people here, and we're gonna do it through arts and culture. And my background is actually in my degrees, everything is actually in arts and culture, nonprofits.
Oh, good for you!
And so I've really been called to that, and I am just so excited to be able to be part of it. Even if I'm in a human services agency, I get to be part of it. Through this festival.
I think it's great that y'all are sponsoring this. Just like you said, it's giving people an opportunity to hear jazz that may not normally be exposed to it. Mm-hmm. And that's really exciting. All right, what about you, Joe?
So, I mean, just to echo that, it's really a remarkable initiative that was made 12 years ago to take some of the bed tax dollars that tourists contribute to our local economy and reinvest that into the arts and the culture. And I don't know of any other place that does something quite like that, but it's a way of making a time of the year that maybe doesn't fill the hotels as much as the summertime does. Mm-hmm. But personally, one of my favorite times of year, I love
this is peak festival
season. Not too hot. You can still enjoy the beaches. It's just really perfect. And so it's just a great idea, and it has been such a success and brought so many things that are enjoyable in the 12 days that Fufu Fest is going on, but many things that then stick around and are here for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing that's kind of neat, because the Japan American Society is here year-round. Y'all do things year-round for our community. And so this is a great introduction to actually get to know what you do and be exposed to some of the different culture that's right here in Pensacola.
Absolutely. And Hizashi, the word Hizashi means sunshine.
I was going to ask you, that was my next, what does that mean?
It's the idea is that this is it's a Florida-themed convention, and so people who are coming from all around the country who want to come and enjoy this anime convention are getting a little bit of that sunshine flavor.
I love that. That's really clever. That's great. Okay, it's up to you now, Brett.
I can't add much to what's already been said.
Brett's the executive director of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, and so you have concerts year-round, but what is different or special about this week?
Well, I think what they're touching on is what's important to me, too. These organizations are here year-round, and what you just said is perfectly true. Like, we serve the community all year. All these not-for-profit organizations that receive the grant funding do that, and I think it's just a great way to highlight sort of the mission of each organization through sort of a cumulative effort that brings together so many different events. If you're not from Pensacola, I mean, this event is targeted not only to locals, but far outside of Pensacola as well. Like Joe said, they brought in 11 people from 11 states to visit their festival. I think that's really key, too, is that we're sharing Pensacola with the region. And so we hope to bring in folks from all over to experience the great things that are being done here within the not-for-profit community, within the arts community, and sharing those things that are essentially what make Pensacola such a great community. So I enjoy being part of that. Having the symphony be part of that is really important to me.
It's exciting. Okay, we're down to our last minute or so, so I'm going to go around the table here. And Brett, if you'll start, tell us when are the concerts. So the festival starts officially tomorrow. There is an open party tonight, I understand, for Afterburn, so people can go to that. But it starts tomorrow. It was going to run all the way through for 2 weeks, about 12 days, actually. And starting with, so tell us the symphony concerts, and then we'll find out where the jazz is playing, and then we'll go back to Hisashi-Kon real quick.
Well, it's like you said, 5 o'clock tonight is the Afterburn sort of welcome party, the kickoff party. It's downtown, but on Intendencia Street between the Sanger and the club there. Mm-hmm. So that's a great event to come to. Our event is on Sunday at 4 p.m.
Okay.
At the Sanctuary.
All right, here we go.
And then Jazz for Justice will be on Sunday, November 2nd from 1 to 5 at Museum Plaza.
Okay.
And Hisashi-Kon is Friday at the Rex Theater and Saturday at the Right Place. And people can go to animepensacola.com to learn more and get tickets.
Excellent. Okay, thank you so much to Charlotte, Brett, and Joe for being here this morning to talk about Fufu Fest, just a couple of the events that are going to be happening in the next 12 days. Please go to their website, fufufest.com.